And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma will spend $10 million of its federal coronavirus funds to buy personal protective equipment for schools. That includes enough masks for every student and teacher to have two as they return to the classroom during a global pandemic. Newcastle Republican State Rep. Sherry Conley, a 26-year educator herself, says students belong back in schools, and not just because in-person instruction is superior.
Schools provide essential services. They're safe places where kids can feel loved, develop social and emotional skills, and are provided healthy meals that they may not get at home.
Governor Kevin Stitt has strongly advocated for a return to in-person learning. He says online learning is no guarantee students and teachers won't catch COVID-19. He notes youth sports and other activities have been going on for weeks now.
If schools do not open in person, it is not feasible to think that students and teachers will stay home and will not come in contact with anyone else.
The state says it plans to offer teachers a monthly coronavirus test. Dr. Bruce Dart here in Tulsa at the Tulsa Health Department says a return to in-person learning could be bad for our area's outbreak, but he adds that he doesn't have the power to prevent it.
People seem to think that health department has the ability to tell schools what to do, and we truly don't. You know, we're here to provide recommendations. And, of course, the data is telling us today that it's gatherings are dangerous, and so the safer option is virtual learning.
Dart says infections are rising in children and that the younger demographics are driving Tulsa County's surge in cases. Some local districts, like Broken Arrow, do plan to have the full student body return in August. Tulsa Public Schools is set to vote on the matter on Monday. Superintendent Deborah Gist recommends an all-virtual return. Earlier this month, the State Board of Education voted to leave all coronavirus decisions up to local boards and rejected safety requirements proposed by State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister. 71 degrees right now, some light rain in Tulsa that should clear up around 10 o'clock this morning. A mostly sunny weekend with highs in the mid-80s after a wet week. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.